B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's the 5 o'clock hour on the Mike Missinelli Show, and it's been an emotional day talking about the life of Kobe Bryant and the tragedy that happened yesterday. And we'll be dealing with it for a while. So we can continue to talk about it, certainly in this hour, for the people that would like to talk about it. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big winter sale has been extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. What I'm about to say has nothing to do with the day, and it's an attempt to lighten the load a little bit. But I've got to straighten this out. So I was at the game Saturday night. And in the Wells Fargo Center, I don't even know what this is. It's called a drag cam where they shoot. They take what is it? What's the bit? What is the drag cam? What's it do?
What is it?
It's called a drag cam or something like that.
Is it like the kissing cam? Like when they have the different things?
No, it's not the kissing cam, but it isolates certain fans. There's a guy down there that people think I look like.
Yes.
Oh, that and guy.
He was on TV, yeah.
Okay. Wait, the one with the fancy jacket.
Yeah. He had a Versace something.
Yeah, he wears that Coogi and Versace.
Right,
he
this
wears
is the same guy last year. Yeah. He wore a Coogi. People swore it was there. So I'm looking at my Twitter. Now, do I look like a guy who would wear a Coogi sweater or some loud fake Versace thing in the first row jumping up and down?
I mean, maybe Wells Fargo Center on a Saturday night,
no,
Mike.
I'm a lurker. I lurk in the background. I was in the third row behind the basket, slunk into a seat right in front of the press row just watching the game. And I look at my Twitter, and all these people are hounding me for my choice of a terrible shirt. And blah, blah, blah. Now, listen, I can't. I'm always on a mission to shed a pound or two, right? And I know the camera puts 10 pounds on you. This guy's got to be 230 pounds if he's a pound. It's not me.
I want to see the picture of
him. I'm 187 pounds. This guy's got to be 230. It's not me. Stop it. Oh, well, every Twitter, I just got a guy. Listen, this guy just emailed me. This guy, he's a lawyer. He goes, by the way, your Saturday night, your shirt was probably expensive, but it doesn't suit you. It wasn't me.
You need to find this guy.
It's unbelievable.
Didn't we find him?
I got
him
out before.
We knew who he was.
It's not you. I'm going, it's not me. Oh, sure, not my. It's not me. Please stop it with this.
That are just messing.
Wasn't he like a dentist?
They know it's not you.
Yeah. No, they think it's me. They actually think it's me.
I don't think so.
It's not me. This guy is not me.
He was a dentist.
I don't know what he is, or I don't care what he is. It's not me.
I want to see what he was wearing Saturday. Send me the picture.
A bunch of insults about, that's a terrible shirt. I'm going, what the hell is going on here? Apparently he was on the screen. I didn't even see he was on the screen.
No, he was on TV.
Oh, he was on TV.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Oh, yeah,
it was just ridiculous. I'm going, it's not me. Finally, I had a tweet out. For all you other, with bad eyes that think this dude, it's not me. So please stop it. And I still got stuff. I just had to straighten that out. Let's go to Leroy in Southwest Philly. Leroy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Leroy.
Mike.
What's up, Leroy?
Natalie, Tyrone, I want to thank you for having this forum to allow us to be able to express our feelings concerning the passing, the untimely and tragic passing of Kobe and his daughter and all of those other folks on the helicopter. My some serious condolences go out to their families. The one thing about Kobe that I haven't heard anyone say so far is what was striking to me is that Kobe was a modern Renaissance man. I think Stephen A. kind of broke it down and laid it out for us when he talked about the fact that he spoke three languages fluently. Mm-hmm. The fact that he won an Academy Award, Natalie's been saying it in an update, the first African-American to win an Academy Award for an animated short and the first professional athlete to ever win an Academy Award. When you are the first for something, it has meaning. And we're coming up on Black History Month in a few days. It'll be the beginning of it. And really, Kobe is going to go down in history as one of the African Americans in this country who has been so renowned, so world widely renowned that he became a global icon.
Yeah, he's a worldly human being.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure, no, there's no question about it. And I've been saying it all day about how he traces back to the people who were his educators and pays tribute to them. And I think that's just amazing.
Yeah, I think there've been on the various shows, because I've been listening all day, there's been people that have talked about how much he always wanted to learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, an endearing quality for all of us to have. But for someone like him who really didn't have to do that, you know, I mean, look, he had the money, he had the beautiful family, he had the beautiful wife. He didn't have to do that, but he did it because he wanted to do that. He wanted to keep expanding his mind.
Yeah.
And plus, I like the fact, Mike, that you are a Philadelphia basketball encyclopedia. When you invoked the name of John Chubby Cox, that brought a smile to my face because, as it turns out, Chubby is a friend of mine.
Is he really?
Yes. We spent, he was part of Rolly Massimino's first recruiting class when Rolly got the job at Villanova. Mm-hmm. And I was a student at Villanova. We spent freshman and sophomore years together, so we came in at the same time. And I still do keep in touch with him. One of your previous callers mentioned that he had an aneurysm.
Yeah.
I do speak to Kobe's grandmother from time to time to check up on him, and he's doing better, you know. And if I can tell you a quick story about when Kobe scored the 81 points against Toronto.
Yeah.
Kobe's grandmother, he had flown her out to L.A. to visit just before that game. And she told me this story. She didn't want to go to the game. He said, "Grandma, you have to come to this game." She's like, "Oh, no, I don't feel like going. I'll stay here." She says, "I'll stay home and cook. Then when you guys come back from the game, I'll have dinner ready for you." He said, "Grandma, you have to come to this game." So she went on to the game. She said she got there. The first quarter was almost over by the time she got there. I believe Kobe knew he was going to do something special that night, and he wanted his grandmom to be in attendance.
Yeah, very possible. That is a great story, Leroy. Thanks for that story. It's just stories. It's just legendary stuff that's coming out today.
Yeah, for sure.
I said this earlier in the day, but we're talking about the Academy Award he won for the poetry depiction in the animated film. The last time I talked to him, I told you it was in the locker room after a Sixers game. And I was just general conversation with him, and I was telling him that my daughter was going to Laura Marion High School, and he made sure, he said, "Listen, do me a favor. Next time you're there, look up this teacher and say hello for me. Her name's Jean Mastriotto." And I thought, well, that's really interesting that he would say she was my favorite teacher. She taught me a lot. So last night I started doing some research on that whole thing, and there were a couple of stories that I found where she was teaching poetry. And she said he was naturally inclined to write great poetry, and it was all about basketball. It was poignant stuff about the game of basketball. And they stayed in touch. He stayed in touch with her. And he during the first finals that he was in, he called her, didn't get her, and she called back and left a message. And then he gave an interview to someone after they had won the championship and said that he was influenced by regular talks with his high school English teacher.
Yeah.
And she read the story. Somebody sent her the story, and she said, well, I wasn't communicating with him. And so when she finally did talk to him, she said, I wasn't talking to you during the finals. And he said, no, you weren't, but I played your message every day, the voicemail message that you left me to inspire me.
Wow.
I'm speechless.
It's just,
and I'm crying.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, that, and this G-Master Otto, who, you know, I tried to really, wanted to get her on today. She is extremely devastated, people were telling me, and that she's someone who just can't speak yet either, like the high school coach, Greg Downer. D and Radnor. D, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. D.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, D.
This is a tough one, Mike. I actually just saw Greg Downer 2 weeks ago at Radnor, Lower Merion playing Radnor. I'm a big high school basketball historian in the area. I've been to a lot of big games. I've seen Rasheed Wallace first pile on weeks at Franklin Learning Center at Convention Hall way back in 93. But I will say my fondest memories are of Kobe. I went to Radnor. I graduated. I was a senior when he was a freshman. I didn't play basketball. I played baseball, but I had a lot of friends that were on the basketball team. And so I saw Kobe play twice as a freshman, both games, and obviously you knew you were seeing something special, but you mentioned something earlier. You were right. They weren't that good that his freshman year.
No, they were like 5-20 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But mm-hmm. So I stuck around. I went to college in the city, and his junior and senior year, I would say I went to about 30 plus games of his, just because you know what? You knew you were seeing something special, and you would see something special every night. I was at the Coatesville game at the Palestra. I was even at later on. They played Chester in the state semifinals at the Palestra, and it was another one of those nights. It's 110 degrees in there. There must have been, you know, 8,000-9,000 people in there, and that place only holds what, 8 or 7. So it was just fond memories. I even went as far as to go to Kobe's press conference at the Lower Merion High School gym the day he announced he was going to the NBA. I don't know if it was open to the public, but I walked in, it was open, and I was sitting amongst a bunch of the students there, and, you know, obviously there was media there, but I didn't see many other people from outside. There was a lot of students, and just such fond memories. The first time I've called the show, and I just felt like I needed to just talk to you guys, just bringing up so many of those games, the Coatesville game, and I mean, God almighty, he was such a good player.
Yeah.
So fun to watch.
D, good stuff. I appreciate it. And I remember that press conference thing. He had this wide lapel suit on. Bald. I guess he was shaving his head back then.
Yeah. Then when he tried to grow it, then he discovered that he couldn't.
Well, he had it. I mean, he grew
it. He had the afro.
It wasn't a great afro, but it was like a slanted back afro.
He had the afro, and then quickly he did what LeBron was unwilling to do. He went and shaved it again. He had the afro for a while.
Yeah, you know, the announcement that he was gone, it was televised, I believe, live by somebody.
I remember everybody seeing it at the time. Like,
yeah, well, because it was a stunning development. It was like, is he going to go to college or is he going to go to the NBA? Does he really think he's going to be good enough to play in the NBA? It was still like, even though how dominant he was, great, it was still like, that was a big leap back then.
And he was a guard. Everybody before him was 6'10 and mm-hmm. up. A regular size 6'3 or 6'6 guy. No way. He did all right.
Yeah, they were the questions, whether a guard mm-hmm. could actually make it to the next level. Masher? Is this Masher on the cell or Nasher?
Mike, how are you?
It's Masher. What's up?
Very sad 2 days, buddy. Real sad.
Yes.
But I have some good stuff here for you, Tyrone and Natalie, here in the Hazleton paper, going back to 1995. If I could read it quick for you.
Sure.
This was March 15, 1995 at Liberty High School in Bethlehem, where Brian and his Lower Merion Aces met Hazleton Area in the PIAA Class 4A Eastern quarterfinals, a thriller that would be remembered for years. Leibs Cougar is the coach at Hazleton that night. Kobe was trying to add this 33-point total, a basket that would send the Aces into the next round of the state tournament and send the Hazleton area home. Now, Kobe was a junior then.
Yeah, this is junior year.
Yeah, and then they triple-teamed him, and they poked the ball away from him. Okay, I'm trying to get here quick. In overtime, then the 6'6" junior turned the ball over three times and missed both of the shot attempts. I really don't want to say that, but that's what happened. But now the thing that Coach Leib remembered the most about the game was after the game, Bruce Leib said, Kobe's father, former NBA player Joe Jellybean Bryant, brought Kobe over to the Hazleton locker room and made sure he congratulated each and every one of us. He'll never forget that, he said, that his dad was raising his son the right way and making sure he congratulated us, because I'm sure Kobe was devastated by the loss.
So Hazleton beat Lower Merion his junior year, huh?
Yeah, they stopped him. But the next year, they went undefeated and won the states outright. Kobe was, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, that's good stuff, Masher. I can't remember who was on that. Was on the team with him, if anybody of significance was. I think there was one other player that played with Kobe that was decent. Was it Ryan Brooks, or did he come later?
I honestly don't remember.
Ryan Brooks wound up going to Temple. I don't know if it was the same era. I just remember there was one other guy on the team that was decent.
Ryan Brooks is younger.
Ryan Brooks is younger.
Yeah,
Kobe.
I'm friends with him. Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's somebody like Ryan Brooks that I'm thinking of.
I'd have to find
it's another guard of some sort. I tried to get the box score of that game. I couldn't find it. 610-632-0975. We're coming down the home stretch. If you want to climb in, there are a couple of open lines. It's a good time to get in. It's been a very emotional day, but a lot of people sharing a lot of great memories, a lot of great stories about Kobe Bryant. The Mike Missinelli Show is back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
No Twitter poll today, but the Twitter poll every day is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you're wondering what to get the family this year, give them their weekends back. Have fun on our auto mower from Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Check out the auto mower in person at their showroom in Doylestown or online at paulbmoyer.com. The high school team that won state championship, they won 30 in a row. They started 1-3, won 30 in a row. I'm doing some research, but I can't find anybody else. I know one of the guys on the team because I was in a Seinfeld contest with him. He's the guy I talked about earlier. The guy's name's Rob Schwartz. He was on the team. He was the guy that Kobe would choose and pick up at 6 in the morning and get to the gym at 6 a.m. and play one-on-one full court to 100.
Every day.
Every day. Yep. He would pick him up. He knew he was willing to do it, and he was fast, so Kobe thought he would be able to keep up with him, and they play every day. They would play one-on-one to 100 full court.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
It is. Now, I don't know how much playing time Robbie Schwartz got on this team, but years later, he became the Seinfeld expert. And he was on the team with John Clark and I that won a Seinfeld contest.
Well, I remember that contest.
That was like a couple months ago.
This guy is the most phenomenal Seinfeld historian ever.
Who also played with Kobe.
He was on Kobe's team. He was the guy played one-on-one every morning to 100 full court. All right, let's get back to the phones. Andrew Phoenixville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
All right, I'd like to say thank you for just great interviews, Mike, with everybody you pull on your show, Mike. And somebody named you pull up in your basketball knowledge, and it's just amazing what you and Ty and Nat do. And thank you for giving us a platform, man.
Well, thank you, Andrew.
I know Kobe never actually played as a Sixer, but I just recall, just watching greatness. Like certain guys that are only known by one name, like Tiger, Kobe, Shaq, and just watching greatness, Mike. And, like, so many guys have come into town. And just being able to, like, appreciate, like, when we lost in the finals, Mike, as much as he killed me as a Sixer fan, like, I wasn't really that mad because that team was just...
He had a little edge to him where we just didn't like him because I think the overall frustration was that we thought he was like an ingrate. Like he was a product of here and he went out of his way for competitive reasons to deny that he was a product of here.
But just being able to like watch greatness. I mean, I grew up watching Gretzky. I mean, I'm so grateful to just be able to say I watched these guys. You know what I mean?
I don't know. We knew we were watching. Listen, he is the third best player of all time in my book. It goes Jordan, LeBron, Kobe. But LeBron is not in that conversation of total killer. Like, Kobe was the ultimate killer with Jordan. I don't know who was the more of a killer. Tyrone, who was more of a killer between Kobe and Jordan? It's hard. It's hard to, like...
Actually, Kobe.
You think Kobe was more of a killer than Jordan?
I think he was because he... he had Pippen on that defensive end.
Yeah.
Kobe would lock up the other team's best player.
Yeah.
And he would do all that heavy lifting himself. So that's why I always thought, mentality-wise, Kobe. Game-wise, Jordan. I mean.
Yeah.
But Jordan would rest on defense sometimes. Scottie would go check Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe would go.
Well, Kobe towards the end of his career started to rest on defense. But
in his early days, he was
a great defensive player.
They all rest later. Yeah. LeBron don't play defense anymore.
Yeah. And LeBron didn't play offense on a Saturday either. Early on, he didn't. Anyway.
Ben
locked him.
Yeah.
Donald Northeast, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Donald.
Hey, Mike. What's up, man?
What's going on, Donald?
Doing good. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to say, long-time listener. Definitely want to shout out Tyrone and Miss Natalie. And I just want to say RIP to Kobe. You know, it's been rough, man. It's been tough. Just listening to the show and listening to everybody's phone calls and the interviews, man. You know, it's been tough. And I just want to say that I was a AI guy. You know what I'm saying? I was an Allen Iverson guy. And, you know, the draft of 96, you know what I mean? I think it was one of the great drafts, you know what I mean, within that time.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, and it's like, I wasn't really a Kobe fan like that at the time, you know what I mean? Because, you know, Kobe was so cocky and arrogant and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think it was Tyrone that might have mentioned that earlier today, or somebody that mentioned earlier today, that I was like the same way. Like, Kobe and Shaq was, you know, getting into their little beef or whatever like that. And then Shaq left and went to Miami. And I was saying to myself, like, okay, you know, Kobe was always saying, oh, I'm going to win a championship without Shaq. I can win the championship without Shaq. And I was saying, like, oh, no, Kobe would never win the championship without Shaq. You know what I mean? But then when he finally did, that's when I turned into a Kobe fan. Because that's what I was like, oh, wow, this guy, you know what I mean? He's the Mamba for real. You know what I mean? Because he was going to win a championship without Shaq, and he wound up winning two championships without Shaq. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's when I became a real big fan of Kobe Bryant at that point. You know what I mean? And it's just a real sad loss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just want to say my condolences to everybody in Philly that was a fan of his, that knew of him. Like I said, I've been listening to all the stories. And it's like, man. But real quick, Mike, I just want to mention I'm about the Saturday night game with the Sixers and the Lakers. Because, you know, I know y'all guys was talking about Kobe Bryant and stuff. But I just wanted to touch on the Saturday night game. Because it's like, you know, I didn't even get the chance to watch the game. You know what I mean? So, you know, because it's like, you know, I'm with my girl and she wanted to go to the movies. But I wanted to watch the game. So she was like,
that's a violation. You know.
But you gave it up?
Yeah. So
you went to the movies?
Actually, I did went to the movie. Let me tell you how. Because I told my girl, I was like, all right, let me see who's going to start for the Lakers and the Sixers real quick. So the game about to start, and then they pulled up the lineup, the starting lineup. I see the Lakers lineup, and I see their depth lineup. I mean, their front court, they had actually Dwight Howard, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James in the front court. I'm like, well, who in the world is going to stop these people on the Sixers?
I actually thought the Sixers were winning that game. I was walking into the building. Somebody said, Mike, what do you think? I got the Sixers out, right? No way. I didn't have a feeling Ben was going to like do something. When the challenge is in front of him, boom. I wonder what movie he went to. Come on, man.
Probably Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, yeah, that's out, right?
It's probably a Bad Boys for Life.
It doesn't show on Sunday?
Exactly.
Bad Boys for Life?
Come on. You got
Sixers on national TV?
Come on.
Gets the Lakers on Saturday night?
Good boyfriend.
Hon, how about a matinee?
But it's a bad girlfriend, so it's like a trade-off.
Shy in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shy.
Mike, you missed.
What's going on, Shy?
Natalie. Sad day. Certain tragedies happen in life that you remember exactly where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think yesterday with Kobe passing, you're going to remember exactly where you were. September 11th, when Magic announced that he had HIV, back in the day when Kennedy was assassinated, I think he is among those type of things. You know, the will to win. I mean, Mike, he was my favorite player to any sport ever. I loved watching him play. I loved the competitive nature that he had. It's still surreal. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like last night, I was going through like different websites continuously, just hoping to see that like it was some kind of like twisted joke that it wasn't true. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame. Like 41 years old, and shame on all of the news outlets that released misguided information throughout all day yesterday, all day. The hunger to be first as opposed to be right was sickening yesterday with at first be reporting that his four rats died too and everything else. It is a shame. Shame on TMZ. Shame on every person, every news outlet that reported misguided information.
Yeah, somebody locally did that as well. Who will go, she will go nameless.
Yeah, I mean, it's gut-wrenching, man. I mean, I'm telling you, like, Bo, like, he was my favorite, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to hear the stories and to see the tributes last night and players literally crying and unable to play,
Yeah.
I think the NBA should postpone all the games on the day of the funeral to allow all the players to be able to go there.
Yeah, I got you. Tomorrow's Lakers Clippers game, by the way, where there's going to be packed with motion, has been postponed. I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
you can't play in that shadow right now.
No way. And I was actually a little concerned about the Grammys, which were there because so many fans went to the Staples Center. They had to set up a special area because you couldn't get those people to leave. Why would they're mourning? Literally.
All right, just to give a shout-out, because I finally got the starting lineup for the Lower Merion team.
Well, from...
Led by Kobe Bryant.
From 96.
96 state championship. The other four starters were... So if you guys are listening, I know you have heavy hearts today. Jermaine Griffin. Dan Pangrazio. Now, I do remember that kid. He could shoot it a little bit, that kid. Guy Stewart and Tariq Wilson were the other starters for Lower Merion with Kobe Bryant. So, guys, it's got to be a tough day for all of you. We'll come back. We're going to do sound off? Yeah, I guess we're doing sound off. After this, Mike Missinelli Show continues.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going.
Sound off. All right, it's time for a sound off, and all these sound offs I assume are Kobe related. Sound off line probably was humming yesterday. 610-771-9705. Let's get right to it.
This is crazy, man. The whole world is shook. I'm sick. I've been crying all day. You know, I'm not even like a Lakers fan, but Kobe was an absolute icon. He was a beast. He was a great human. And the way him and his family, his daughter, and the other people went out and surfed that, and it's tragic, man. And my heart breaks for them and his family and loved ones. Oh, my God.
It was really emotional when they were showing the B-roll of him talking to his daughter and during a game and instructing her on the finer points of the game and her feedback. That was just really hard to watch.
I never thought Kobe would actually rip our hearts out. My heart is absolutely broken. I'm shattered. I'm crushed. I'm torn. Rest in peace, Mamba.
Kobe was an absolute legend. I remember the Scholastic Book Fair in second grade. It was the first book I ever bought. It was a biography of Kobe Bryant from SI Kids. I implemented that love of the game, that competitiveness, the rest of my life in everything I do. It is rare someone obtains unobtainable potential and actually reaches it. The world lost not only one of the greatest players, they lost one of the best mentors to ever be viewed in public. Imagine what he put that mind to in his later years in his life. And RIP, the greatest.
Wow, that might be the greatest sound off call ever.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Pretty poignant.
Yeah.
What a sad day for the world. Kobe Bryant and his young daughter and seven others perished in a helicopter crash. That is just unreal. It's like somebody just walked along and snatched the life right out of your body. Like, you just feel numb. You can't believe that this guy's gone. Like, man, life is, like, so precious, man. It's just the saddest thing that I can ever imagine a family had to deal with. It breaks my heart, Mike.
It's a heartbreaking thing. I found out from Tyrone. You texted me,
yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. I said, what?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you started to catch up on all the details. And then it was just five people, but his family wasn't involved. And then it was, you found out it was his daughter, and it was just killer.
13 years old. And then Kobe's 41. 20 of his 41 years, he's a Laker.
Yeah.
Like, just so much time to not get to live, you know?
Yep.
So, Mike, this message goes out to the Bryant family. You know, it always seems like people who stars shine the brightest always seem to leave us far too soon. I can only imagine what it's going to be like for his remaining daughters and his wife. Not only was Kobe loved in Philadelphia and L.A., but he was loved all around the world. There's no words to describe what it's going to be like without Kobe, but everybody knows that Kobe was loved.
That's for sure.
He was an incredible guy, and everybody's heard sports world, not just basketball. You know, if I was the commissioner, I'd shut the league down for at least 8 days. You know what? At least until his memorial or his funeral or something. This is the worst thing that has happened in sports in my life. He was from off area. He was a legend. I can't believe how choked up I am thinking about this for Kobe. We love you, Kobe.
Yeah, I just don't have much. These are very well expressed sentiments, and you know, just let's keep it going.
Hey, I played on Radnor in 1996 as a freshman, and got my ass dunked on by Kobe Bryant. It's my lifelong legacy, but that's okay. Rest in peace, Kobe.
Wow, look at you starting as a freshman for Radnor.
That's not bad. Kobe got him, but look who got you. It's not like just a regular guy got you. Kobe Bryant got you.
Yeah. Radnor was a little, to be honest, a little short in hoop talent.
So you're saying that he's starting, you grade him on a curve?
Well, they must have really needed him. Not great, but God bless you.
People have always complained about what Kobe said. It never bothered me. Maybe one day Big Ben and Carson will have that, and we'll have multiple championship. Don't get so upset about Kobe being saying that.
Yeah, I don't know where you were going with that. I think you were trying to compliment Kobe and hope he rubs off on Ben, which we all hope he does, right?
Yeah.
I think he was good intentioned with that call.
Yeah.
All right, close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
All right, that was Sound Off. Stay tuned. Continued conversation. Devon Givens with Joe Torre tonight. Devon will have Donnie Carr on, and they hooked up in a legendary game where contemporaries he and Kobe. So that should be an interesting conversation on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for quick slants and then a special remembering Kobe on NBC Sports Philly. Have a great night, everybody. It was a tough day. Thanks for expressing your emotion and participating. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.